What's up? Welcome back to the Blues Library podcast. I'm Ashley and I'm joined by my lovely co-host Lexi. And we are here to talk about some fucking books, y'all.
Hell yeah. All right. So before we jump into it, spoiler warning and trigger warning. There is sexual assault and murder in this book. If that makes you uncomfortable, if that triggers you in any way, please exit now. We will catch you on a lighter book series.
Next week, probably, because that's YA. But also,
if that also makes you uncomfortable, see you in like 4 weeks.
Really?
All right. So, the spoiler warnings. We are not spoiler free. We will probably, although this series, other than one particular thing, won't be spoiled because I haven't finished the series, but Ashley has. So she told me one thing that made me then go, okay, I'll finish the series then. So,
I will do my best not to do spoilers. So when we get to discussion questions, there will not be any spoilers either.
Yes, because if she does do that, then I will kill her. So, but when it comes down to what we are currently reading slash what we will be reading, other than, again, one book that she's already read before, I haven't, and I'm reading it for the first time, there will be spoilers there as well. So we will make sure, don't worry, before you will know when we talk about anything that might potentially have spoilers if you still want to listen. But
Yep. Listen
at your own risk at this point. All right, so the book we are going to be talking about today is Lawless. It is book 3 in the King series by T.M. Frazier.
God, I love this series so much. All right, relatively quick synopsis. It's very relative. All right, when Thea was 10, Bear was 21, i.e. 11-year age gap. So, this particular moment in time, one of Bear's MC brothers is trying to rob a store, and Thea, at 10 years old, was put in charge of the store while the person who was working went to do something.
She went to the salon. She went next door to the salon. Yes.
So one of Bear's MC brothers tries to rob the place, and Thea's like, what the fuck, bruh, at 10 years old. And
she was a badass.
She was. So for not calling the cops, Bear gives Thea a ring that has a skull and like his ring or whatever as a joke, but she doesn't know it's a joke and says it's a promise to help her if she needs it in the future. So 7 years later, Thea's mom has a mental breakdown, kills her dad, and wants to kill Thea and herself so that they can join her brother who died when she was younger. But Thea is able to get away, but she ends up killing her mom. So Thea runs away and runs to the Beach Bastards to find Bear, hoping that he's going to help her in exchange for the ring. So Bear's been cast out of the Beach Bastards, but his dad Chop does some really fucked up shit to Thea before there's an explosion, and Gus, one of the members that is keeping tabs for Bear, gets her out and takes her to King and Ray's house. Bear comes back and finds Thea, and he's convinced that she's a club whore that Chop sent to find Bear and report back so that Chop can kill Bear. Despite this, Bear and King drive to Jessup to clean up the dead bodies that Thea left there, but the cops are already there, and they've named Thea as the primary suspect in the death of their parent, or of her parent. Thea is a mess after what happened with Chop, and she and Bear have a few back and forth moments where he wants to know what happened to her with her family and with Chop, but she doesn't want to talk about it. They kiss, and Bear halfway goes down on her and tells him, and she tells him that the gist of what Chop did, and when Bear asks if there's anything else, she says no, and he stands up and walks the fuck away. Thea's mad about it, thinking that Bear doesn't want her, and the next morning, Ray brings Thea clothes while Bear is gone, and Thea goes to the house to see Ray's kids, where she meets Grace. Fucking love that bitch.
Oh, yes.
Thea ends up leaving and goes back to her house in Jessup, which is across the county from Logan's Beach, which is where King and Ray live, and where the Beach Bastards are. While she's home, she wants to talk to the sheriff and confess what happened that night, but she's met by a man from the corporation that dropped their family's orange grove as a provider, and he's coming back to make a less financially beneficial deal because that's the only way they are going to be able to make money. Thea also finds out that she turned 18 2 days ago. So Thea gets pissed and shoots the dude in the leg, and he goes off. Bear shows up with two Beach Bastards chasing him and shooting after him. He kills them, and they're able to get rid of the bodies, but Bear's bike needs fixed before they can go back to Logan's Beach. So they head into town, and while they're there, Thea's friend, the deputy, his name's Bucky.
Yeah, Bucky.
He finds her and is really mad because she didn't come to him for help, but went to Bear. And Bear comes in, and Thea is let go because in Jessup, you can shoot anybody on your property for whatever reason you want, and it's legal. So Bear and Thea go back to Logan's beach and they get closer. They smash and it's mad hot. Bear gets a call from the lawyer that he called to help Thea get off of the murder of her parents. And the lawyer says that they now have a warrant out for Thea's arrest. Bear doesn't tell Thea and they spend the day being quote unquote normal, but it ends with them being found by the beach bastards and Gus is there to help them kill the other beach bastards and get away. Bear gets a genius idea to push Thea away so he has a girl give him a handy and Thea walks in. She grabs Bear's gun, points it at the girl and says, get the fuck out.
Yes, go, go Thea. And,
yeah, bro. I have on here TMYPT because bitch, yes. All right. Thea gets mad, tries to go to the river that runs behind the house and row away on the cute little boat back there. But there's a really strong current that keeps her close to the dock and Bear follows her out there. Thea tells him that she loves him and he swims out to the boat and he's naked and they smash. When they get back to the house, the lawyer is there and she says that she couldn't keep the cops off until tomorrow. And instead of Thea being arrested, Bear is. While in county jail, Bear gets jumped, but he's able to kill the beach bastard guy that came after him. And he's told he has a female visitor. When he goes to see her, he expects Thea, but finds his mom that he thought was killed 24 years ago. And then the book ends.
I'll be completely honest. I don't remember at any point where he thought his mom was killed 24 years ago. But
yeah, so.
Oh, wait, just kidding. I lied. It just took registered him. In my brain.
Yeah. And then Chop was like, he says, what's wrong? Bear says, what's wrong, cunt? Because he is told that cunt doesn't mean a very beautiful lady.
Remember that.
Love. Anyway. All right, Lex, tell us what you did with your makeup today.
I did the eye colors of Thea and Bear. Bear, I did blue because his eyes are blue. It did not exactly turn out how I meant for it to. I'm not mad at it because it kind of reminds me of the Night Court, so that's fun there. But it's darker on the outer corner. I added a little bit of black because it wasn't quite dark enough. And then just regular blue on the lid. And then I put some sparkles over it. So pretty. I don't know. I have a weird thing when I'm reading books with eye colors, imagining it not like natural eye colors. So this worked for me. And then on my other eye, I've got darker green in the crease in the outer corner and then a lighter sparkly green. I was a little nervous about that one. I thought we were going to have another situation like last week where I looked like Flounder. turned out so good. However, I did find what I'm going to use for St. Patty's Day makeup. But it is super pretty. Dead. No,
I can't hear it. His little feet are going off right now.
Oh, it's so cute. Okay. But yes, so I did green and blue for the eye colors, and I'm really happy with it. What did you do?
So I took a little bit of a different approach than Lexi, as we have done every single freaking time.
Well, not every time. Not every time.
That's true. Most times. what I did on one of my eyes, Thea's hair is like, it went, so she was super redheaded when she was younger. And then as she got older, blonde started to come through and her hair looks like it's pink. So one of my eyes, I did pink. I did like a really bright pink on the outside. And then I did like a sparkly pink on the inner corner and like the cut crease. It doesn't look like that happened though, which is, they're really similar in color. Oh,
it still looks really pretty though.
Yeah. And then I did like a doe eye eyeliner and it looks really cute. And
very pretty. That's like really good Valentine's Day makeup.
Ooh, I like it. So my other eye, I did it based on the ring that started this whole situation.
Yes.
So it is dark black on the outside and it's got like a shinier black, like a glittery black on the cut crease. And then I also drew a little skull in eyeliner, and because on the ring there's a skull and it has like a black dot like gem on the eye. Tried to recreate that. Shit did not go well. We just have a black skull.
You have a very small canvas to work with, so it's fair that it didn't work.
I know. I was like, I'm trying.
It still looks really bomb, though, so.
I know. I feel like it looks like I got a black eye on this side and pink eye on this side.
I don't get the black eye. I mean, maybe depending upon the lighting, it could.
Yeah, that's true.
The one that you did with pink, I don't get pink eye from yours. See,
it's because my lashes look bomb.
The shades that I have in pink would have made it look like I had pink eye. That's why I was like, we're gonna just not do the pink hair. I will risk it with the weird green colors that I have that I thought was gonna end really weird.
All right, let's get into some discussion questions.
Yeah.
What did you think about the circumstances of Bear giving Thea the ring.
I thought it was fucking hilarious.
I thought it was mad fucked up. I was mad.
To be fair, though, what were the chances that she would have actually needed him?
I know, but like...
She was a 10-year-old girl that was reaching for the fucking gun under the counter to shoot this biker. What are the chances that she would have actually needed him?
Well, yeah, I get that. But like, I just think it's so fucked up that he like gave it to her as a joke.
I feel like maybe part it. Like, let's be realistic. Because once it gets later into the series, he says that first day, like, you were mine. Not in a creepy way. Let's be clear. He clarified that it wasn't in a creepy way. So I think that it was maybe him trying to convince himself and everybody else it was just a joke. Whereas that kind of, that made a tie between the two of them.
Yeah. It is cuter when you think about it that way. I was just mad that he would like play this 10-year-old girl like that.
She was mad about getting the money. I would have been like, give me the fucking money and the ring, bitch.
Yeah, really? Whew. How do you feel about how Berthy treats Thea at the beginning, and how does that change as the story goes on?
To be fair, with everything going on with Chop, I don't blame him for instantly assuming that it's that she was coming from Chop. However, I do think, too, once he realized that there was something deeper going on, the problem with Bear is that he grew up with, like, with the bikers, with this is the standard and this is how we treat women. So yeah. Considering that, he still treated her a lot better than what he was raised believing was okay.
And can we just talk about how that made it so that Bear's dirty talk is just on fucking
yes.
Point?
Like, yes.
Woo, obviously, this is a reread for me. So, knowing, like, how their story ends, I was mad that he was treating her like this. But, like, I get it. The first time I read it, I was like, I thought he kind of stayed on it for too long. Like, took too long to get over the whole, like, she's coming from Chop kind of thing. But also, I just wanted sex in, like, the first 50% of the book.
Yeah. And it didn't happen. I mean, he's on the run. He's got all of these bikers coming after him.
Yeah.
It's fair. And the fact that one of the beach bastards dropped her off at King's house of all places. I wasn't like, and then like you said, I don't know how their story ends because I still need to read Solace, but I think at least for now, yeah, he was kind of a dick, but he was also like a dick in a sweet way.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, my opinion may change later, but I think though too, like towards the end of the book, he had more respect for her, not necessarily in the sense where he respect her because she's a woman and all that stuff and respect women and whatever, but more so in the sense where it's like he realized she really can take care of herself.
Yeah.
She didn't necessarily need to come to him. She chose to because she felt safer coming to him.
Yeah, I like that. What did you think of Thea?
At first, I wasn't fully sure. I was kind of like, what is going on with this? But then again, I have this weird thing sometimes where when I read series and it has different couple or it goes on different couples, after the first couple, I'm like, I don't like anybody else. I want to read about them for more books. Yeah. Like, give me more of them. So at first I was kind of like, eh, this is boring. But then I was like, okay, no, I really like Thea. I fucking love Thea.
And I love that she's like a badass bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of my favorite things about her. And then the whole fact that my favorite joke in probably this whole book is when she's like, oh yeah, he's like, you know how to shoot? And she goes, yeah, I won a whole bunch of prizes when I was younger. Like, and she says the name of it and it's like Farmer's Daughter, something or other.
Yeah.
And he goes, that sounds like a dating site. Yeah. I loved it.
What are your thoughts on the romance between Thea and Bear?
So I liked that this was dual point of view for the whole purpose of Bear's actions sometimes are really hard to understand unless you know what he's thinking.
Yep.
So like the whole push her away kind of thing, you don't really get it until you know what he's thinking. And I thought it was really sweet. Like, I thought they were so cute together. Also, I love that he's still like a super hard guy. Like, he doesn't go soft for her.
Yeah.
He just protects her.
I really like it. It's funny thing because, you know, like just like real people, everybody has different ways that their relationships are with people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was different in a way of like when you think back to like King and Ray, very different.
Yeah.
And it fit what we already knew about Bear.
Yeah.
So I was happy that it was that like Bear kind of, he stuck to who he is. Because I hate it when when it feels like they just changed everything. And I was like, come on.
Yeah.
I liked you for a reason.
I feel.
All right. Did you see Bear taking the fall for Thea the first time you read it?
No. Oh, God, no. I was very confused about, like, what... Because it says his call with the lawyer is really short. And, like, it's just, like, after the call, he went and did this. And so, like, I was like, what was the call? But then I forgot about it. And then I was like, oh, no. Like, he's trying to distance himself so that, like, when she's in jail, she's not, like, tied to him and, like, all of this. And then he was arrested instead of her. And I was like, the fuck is going on? And, like, it explains why and what happened and, like, whatever in the beginning of the next book. But, like, the whole, like, I was like, oh my God, this is insane.
Yeah, I was convinced that it was going to be Thea going to prison, like, up until the second they reached for Bear. And then I was like, what? No! No!
Exactly.
Not okay. Neither of them should have, because let's be completely honest. Thea shot her mother in self-defense.
Yeah.
It was fully self-defense. There was nothing wrong that she did.
I agree.
You bet your ass if someone's trying to take me out, I'm gonna do what I can to survive.
Exactly. And that's just normal human instinct. So yeah. Like...
So I was so pissed the whole time because I was like, why is nobody, like, going to be like, hey, she did it out of self-defense. Like, somebody, yeah. Like, you guys all just, like, totally skipped over that point. I was like, what the fuck?
I agree.
Anyways, what did you think happened to Bear's mom? Or what do you think happened to Bear's mom?
I can't answer that because I already know what happens.
The first time you read it, if you can remember.
I thought this bitch was, like, So, the first time I read it, I thought that she was, like, a poser and pretending to be his mom. And, like, she had, like, a twin sister or, like, something like that. Because I was like, there's no way. Because we saw the flashback and heard Chop shoot her. So, like, I was like, there's no way this is the same person. And...
To be fair, though, preppy.
I know. And that's why I'm kind of like, no, we have to do that after this. We have to do a spoiler warning.
I already put a spoiler warning that we talked about, still spoilers.
Okay, well, my thing was, okay, if Bear's mom is alive, does that mean Preppy's alive? And that's what I thought the first time around, because I was like, hold on. But then I was like, no, because we saw Preppy die. Like,
yeah.
And then it's
alive. I honestly, up until we started recording this, I totally forgot that Bear's mom was supposed to be dead. I was so focused on everything else going on in the story. I forgot.
You're like, I don't fucking about care.
Bear's mom. And then he's there. And then at the very end where he's the mom. And then with the excerpt for Solace that I won't talk about. I was like, the mom is a little sketchy. Yep. Something's not right. I'm still convinced.
Yeah.
All right. So, now we're going to talk about it. Okay. So based on the excerpt from Solace, what do you think is going to happen?
Okay. So... Going just off of the excerpt from Solace, my vibe...
What you thought the first time you read it, because I swear to God, if you say anything here and it happens, I'm gonna be so mad.
Okay, so my thing from the excerpt from Solace is, like, I was like, okay, Jake is a badass motherfucker. Somehow Jake gets involved in this again. And Gus is weird as fuck. So, like, I don't know what's happening and why they're torturing her. But something bad is going to happen because how did they get her alone? Because last we know, she's with King and Ray. So something happened.
Yeah, so how the fuck did they get into King's, like, King's land and fucking take her? Like, that fucking...
Yeah.
I was like, that seems very unrealistic, just knowing King and how he is.
Yeah. And then I'm praying and hoping that... this whole story does not end or be like have Bear in jail the whole time.
I swear I'm gonna riot if it does. Anyways, I thought just on that, first of all, I was mad. I texted Ashley. I'm just gonna read these texts that I sent to Ashley.
They were so funny. I was in class and I was like, the fuck are you talking about right now?
This is right after I read. Or I think as I was reading the whatever it Solace was.
Excerpt.
Yes. And I went too far. Well, he texted, was it his mom that ordered Gus to do that? Or do that to Thea? What the fuck? And Jake is the one who was having to do it? What the actual fuck?
I was like, what book are you fucking talking about right now? And she goes, I just finished Lawless. And I was like, oh, I need to reread that. She goes, I'm so mad. Part of me wants to read Soulless and figure it out. And the other part of me wants to wait so it'll be fresh in my mind. And I'm like,
yeah. So I was really upset because I was, one, it kind of, like, based off of King's two books, I thought King and Jake were buddies. And, you know, honestly, I kind of thought that Bear was in on that, too, just because, you know, Bear is just Bear and I feel like everybody would get along with him unless you really piss him off. I don't know. Maybe that's a wrong assessment. So then I was like, but what the fuck? Gus came and helped and he shot the two beach bastards that were after them when they were on their normal day. So I was like, what the fuck happened? And then when he had said this one line, and I went, it said, it's what she ordered or something along that lines. And I was like, the mom. The last thing we saw in Lawless was the mom coming to visit. It was the fucking mom. And I will stand by that belief until something tells me otherwise.
Okay, so what do you think the mom does?
What do you mean? Like,
how do you think we end up in this situation?
The mom comes back. She's, I don't know, maybe she's got that weird thing where it's like, nobody can have my son and, you know, that weird thing that moms have. You know how, like, our mother-in-laws hate their daughter-in-laws for some reason?
Yeah. What is that called?
I don't remember, but you know what I'm talking about. Yes. So it's basically, like, that type of thing, I feel like. And she missed out on all this time, but let's be completely honest. Bear is all about Thea right now. So I don't know. Maybe Chop and her are in on some shit. Maybe her and Chop are in on some shit and I don't know, but I fully think that the mom ordered for Thea to be tortured.
All right. Do you have any other questions you want to talk about?
Not that I can think of.
Can we talk about the sex scenes for just a second?
Yeah.
Totally for it, okay? Especially when they're on their normal day and he says, you're just different or whatever. And she's like, oh, I'm sure you tell that to all the girls. And like, he's like, I've only told it to one girl and it was Ray. And she's like, excuse me? No, it's not like that. She's like, well, what do you say then? And he starts like and I was like, hooey, yes, please.
Just Bear. I love Bear. I fucking love Bear.
I feel.
If he's in prison the whole fucking time for Soulless, I'm gonna be fucking pissed.
I feel. Okay.
I'm watching your face intently. Like, see if there's any signs.
Okay, Lexi, what are you currently reading?
So I finished I Need You to Love Me by Janicius? I don't know. We'll go with that, what Ashley said. This is a book that the first one kind of, it takes place in a small town in Idaho. I'm from Idaho, so I was really excited.
You're from Utah, you whore.
Okay. I live in Idaho, and I've spent, most of my life in Idaho, let's be completely honest. I spent more time here than I have in Utah, so I just think of Idaho as where I'm from. Okay? I don't remember hardly anything from my time living in Utah.
I remember being really annoyed that my parents wouldn't take me to your house, like, every day.
I remember your mom, we tried to make cookies, and you guys had a different, mixer than we had, and we didn't put the lid on, and we put all of the flour in, and the flour went everywhere, and your mom told us we weren't allowed to make cookies ever again.
Yes. Do you remember the cookie muffins? We couldn't find a pan and we were like, let's just put it in the muffin stuff. It'll look like a muffin. And these bitches just like, are like the bottom part of a muffin because it's like, you didn't put shit in there for it to rise. Like,
I still do that sometimes. All right. Anyways. So part of this series, it's good. The next one comes out. I can't remember when, but it's not out yet. I'll probably read it and finish it. It was pretty okay. Not my favorite book, but not a book that I DNF'd either. So that's good because I have a hard time most of the time, like, finishing books if I'm not fully invested. But then I read The Boyfriend Zone by Julian Quinn. I just found it on, I can't remember where, I can't remember if I found it on Kindle or if I was on TikTok. But it is a college hockey romance series. And everybody knows how I feel about that. So I thought it was really great, by the way. That was very good. It's the coach's daughter and then like the star player.
Ooh.
So good. I like 10 out of 10 recommend. You should read it. Then I read The Ritual by Chantal Tessier. I hope I said that right. I had a hard time with this book. The trigger warnings at the beginning was said to email the author, and either the author or the assistant would get back to you with the list of triggers. or you had to email your triggers and they would tell you yes or no. I thought that that's just not cool. So I went into it because my thing is, oh, what triggers me is a fairly easy thing to be like, hey, this is in here and it doesn't have any spoilers. It could be anything. And I just had a hard time. I wasn't expecting it. I got to a point and it just kind of, I started spiraling a little bit. I ended up skipping that part, read it. I don't know. I was really confused by this book. I didn't really understand the point and like the plot and what was happening. I just didn't understand and see what was going on. Then obviously I read Lawless. Then yesterday I started and finished Hunter, which is a mafia romance. And it's the first one in the Hunting Her series by Eden Summers. Oh my God, loved, 10 out of 10. Read, please, absolutely do it. Okay, so now I started this morning Kiss to Conquer by Anna B. Doe. So far, it's good. It's like a college romance one. I honestly, somebody had put a quote in our quote on TikTok, and I was like, that sounds good. And I tend to just read books based off of one quote. Probably why I get so upset with a lot of books. I need to finish Crescent City, House of Earth and Blood. I'm halfway done with that one. I really need to finish that one. I got further than I did the last time I tried to read it, though.
That's true.
So then with the book club book for the ACOTAR podcast is Altered by Fire by C.M. I'm going to butcher that. What's the author's name? The first one?
Stunich
and Tate James. I'm excited for that one once I realized that it was a reverse harem.
Yes.
So then obviously I need to read Our Violent Ends by Chloe Gong. Then The Hating Game by Sally Thorne. Ashley read it. Loved it. Then, and I've got a funny story for this. So I want to read Priest by Sierra Simone. So I was at Barnes & Noble the other day, and I'm walking past the romance section, and I see the series on the shelf, and I go, and I pick up the books. I'm next to two different people. There's an old man on my right, and an older lady on my left. The old man, I see out of the corner of my eye, he turns and looks, and then just walks away. I was like, this is uncomfortable. So then I kind of kneel down to look at the rest of the books on that shelf. And the older lady, she's looking over my shoulder as I'm reading the back of this book to like see, or the whatever, to see what it's about. One, this lady almost falls over on me. I'm like, I think this book shocked her so fucking much that she fell on me, but whatever. Needless to say, I felt very uncomfortable. So I left. I did not buy it, but but I do have it on my Kindle. I got the fuck out of Barnes & Noble real fast with that one. So there's that fun story. But yeah, those are the books that I have read or that I am going to be reading hopefully all this week. What are you reading, Ash?
All right. So this week I finished Hook in the Never After series by Emily McIntyre. Really good. I was totally for it. There's breath play in this book. It's really good. The next book in the series is like, I started it and I got like two chapters in and then I stopped reading it. So hopefully I'll come back to that one at one point. No Strings by Nikki Ash. This book was mad cute. He has a kid that his girlfriend in college got pregnant. And she knew that he didn't want to have kids, but his son is having a hard time. He's now like 15 and he moves back to help deal with his son. And then she just got a divorce from her husband who was cheating on her with her maid of honor and got the maid of honor pregnant. And she moves out, gets a new job in New York. They live in the same building. And she's like, they basically want to have like no string sex, right? Of course, this plays out how every romance book no strings plays out. But it's really cute. I love the relationship between her and his son. And it like made me cry a little bit because she and her husband were trying to have kids for a few years and they weren't able to. And so when he got the maid of honor pregnant, she was like, okay, so the problem was me. That means I can't get pregnant. And then like she ends up pregnant and she's worried because this guy already said he doesn't want more kids. And she's real worried. It's a really good book. I love it. Would recommend. Next, I finished Electric Idol by my girl Katie Robert. It was good. I felt like it was very similar to Neon Gods in that not a lot happens as far as plot until like the last 50 or so pages. And then like everything happens. But there's some great exhibitionist and voyeurism scenes in there. Super good. Okay. It's like a marriage of convenience kind of thing. It's really good. Okay. I liked it. Then I read Altered by Fire which is our book club book, as Lexi said. Reverse harem. They're fake priests. And shit is hot. She's a mob boss's daughter. They're trying to kill him. And it was pretty good. There's some pretty hot scenes. I will say, though, she falls and gets road rash at one point, like on her boobs and her nipples.
Ah, no.
Yes. You know. And like, I was like,
oh, you're making me hurt.
And then like the next day in the book, they're like playing with her nipples or whatever. And it's like, oh, no. This is not. No.
No. Oh my God. I can't.
Anyway, but there's
my
some
body hurts.
I know. There's some pretty sexy scenes. They have sex like all over this church. A nun dies because they're like double teaming this bitch. And she's like tied to the altar. Like, it's pretty hot.
I need to read this now.
Definitely worth the read. I need to read the second book in that series. But the third book is not out yet. There's cliffhangers at the end of each book because, hello, it's Tate James. But yeah, would recommend that one. Sure. Then I started the Death Chasers MC series by C.M. Owens. This is the same author who wrote the Mindfuck series. That's written by S.T. Abbey, which is a pen name for C.M. Owens. Didn't realize that until I was almost done with book two. And then I realized, oh fuck, this author died in a car crash a couple years ago. And this series will never be finished.
Yeah, she texted me real sad. And I was like, wait, what's the author? So I looked up the author and I was like, oh yeah, that's the author that also wrote the Mindfuck series.
Yep. So I'm pretty sad about that. I read the first three. I'm on the fourth one right now. There's only four books. The first two are the same couple. It's Property of Drex 1 and Property of Drex 2. Really good. She ends up selling herself to the MC for money because her dad killed himself and they didn't get a payout because suicide doesn't get you a payout of your life insurance policy. And her family's hurting for money because of medical bills and shit like that. So she does that, falls in love with Drex. It's pretty good. Then next is Axel's Brand. This book made me laugh, okay? Because this bitch is like honestly certifiably crazy. Because like, let me just say, the second time they meet, she's in a warehouse of dead bodies and she's on roller skate with her hair up in like little space buns and just skating around, picking these dead man's pocket.
Yes.
And like whistling and like whatever. Yeah. So she's actually like
why
a mob
that,
leader.
Like, why did I picture Harley Quinn in my head?
I know. No, that's the vibe I get. So, she is great. Her name's Maya. She's a mob boss. And Axel is the VP of their new club. Great. Next is Adrenaline Rush. This is Drex's sister, Kara. And Rush, who's like, and like, it's a second chance romance-ish. And he's super protective of her. It's real great. Hold on, let me see how far I am in this book. I've 84% done, so I'm almost done with this book, and I'm actually really sad because that means that I don't get to have a resolution of these other characters. My other current reads, Dirty Headlines by LJ Shen. This girl had a one-night stand after she found her boyfriend cheating on her. She robbed the guy and left. She got a new job. Dude's now her boss. So it's pretty great. And then I'm like, no joke, like not even a chapter into my reread of Crescent City, House of Earth and Blood by SJM. But I'm reading that probably this weekend so that on Tuesday when House of Sky and Breath comes out, I can read it. But yeah, those are all my current books.
Do you have anything else that you're planning on reading this week before we record again?
Quite a bit, actually. I'm hoping to read Blood of Zeus by Meredith Wild and Angel Payne, and This Day by Blanka Lipinska. It's the second book in the 365 Days series.
Ooh!
Yeah, and
did you see that TikTok that I sent to you that they're recording the second one?
Yes, and I'm ready.
I'm so excited.
It's gonna be so good. I hope there's more of like the boat scene. The boat scene is my life. I want this. Yes.
I'm not going to watch that today now.
I know, right?
We have a watch party on Netflix for it.
Yes. I'm down. Just like, don't listen to any sort of noises that I'm making in my room.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding.
I'm leaving that in here.
And then I also want to read Taunting Destiny. It's the second book in the Fae Chronicles series. I really want to find out what kind of fucking monster this dude is. So I want to read
the one
that.
With the one where he can change his dick length.
No!
Is that the book or is that a different book? Right.
That was totally that book.
Do you want to know why I remember? Because I remember telling you, and my mom, when she heard it, she was just so, like, disappointed. But when I had said, oh, if he's lazy, he doesn't have to do anything, really. He just changed the length of his dick, and his dick does all the work.
That is trash.
That's the same exact thing you said when I said it the first time, too.
I know. Okay. Anyway, those are the books. I totally forgot he could change his fucking dick length.
You're welcome.
All right. So, follow us on social media. We've got TikTok. It's blues.library. And Instagram is blues.library and blues.library podcast. Catch us there if you want to see pictures and videos of our looks that we did for our wonderful read today. Next week, we will be reading, or not reading, because we will have already read it.
I mean, we are reading it next week. We just are also recording it. They're just not going to be there with us while we read it.
Yeah. So our next book is Our Violent Ends by Chloe Gong. Yes, we understand that this book, both of these, will be posted right after each other for... These Violent Delights and Our Violent Ends.
We realized we lied to you. The problem is that there was major technical difficulties that we had to get fixed. Now that they're solved, we can go on as scheduled, okay?
Exactly. We're just moving on. Okay.
Still figuring out this podcasting shit.
Yeah, really. I'm pretty sure we'll be figuring it out until we're fucking dead. So
probably.
So due to these lovely technical difficulties, next week will actually end up being The Mistake by Elle Kennedy, and then after we are done with the King series, we will then jump into These Violent Delights.
Alright, well, y'all have a great week. Drive safe if you drive. I don't know why I just said that. That was weird.
You guys have a safe week.
Yes.
Have a safe week. We love
you. Use protection.
Yes, use protection. Don't do drugs. Drink responsibly. Alright.
All of that good stuff.
Bye!